The Who's rock opera Tommy was released nearly 50 years ago. There was a film version, and it even made it to Broadway. And recently, the bluegrass band The Hillbenders started performing their own unique version. The biggest single from Tommy was Pinball Wizard. Here's The Hillbenders' take. The Hillbenders have a guitarist, a bassist, a banjo player, and performers on the mandolin and dobro. The idea for a bluegrass version of Tommy was brought to the band by its late manager, Louis J. Myers, one of the founders of South by Southwest. And now with me to talk about the bluegrass version of Tommy, which the Hillbenders will play on Saturday at the Higley Performing Arts Center in Gilbert, is guitarist Jim Ray. Jim, did the band really know this album? Are you all fans of The Who?
I love the record. I've known the record for a long, long time. So I jumped at the opportunity, and the other guys warmed up to it pretty quickly. We all trusted Lewis a lot. So we did a few demos for him, and he said, I think this is it, guys. Let's do the whole thing. So that's where it came from.
So even with the excitement of it, did it seem daunting considering, even if it fit what you guys could do, because it is, again, so iconic, did it take you aback at first?
It was surprising, but I knew the record, so it just took me a second to kind of start just thinking in my head about flipping these songs to a bluegrass feel and what the instruments could be doing on each song. And so immediately I started thinking about it. And sure, it's daunting, but I'm kind of a workaholic, so I kind of like a challenge. So for me, it was an opportunity to just give me something to propel myself and the band forward. We'd been together 7 or 8 years when he laid it on us, so we'd done a lot, and we weren't sure if we were going to do another record or not, but this presented itself just right to give us something to move forward on.
It's hard to say this because it is a rock opera, but do you have a couple of favorite pieces, a couple of favorite songs from the show?
I assume everybody probably does, but we play it so much that it really does feel like a complete piece. But before we did it, I always enjoyed the song Christmas. Obviously, the ending, Listening to You, We're Not Going to Take It, is great. You've got Pinball Wizard on there as the single. Now, as you start to play more, those change. Ones that you prefer to listen to from The Who or their actual record, or ones you prefer to play. Those kind of come and go. And really, it kind of depends on the audiences, too. I mean, it's strange how you'll see certain people or certain audiences react to different tunes. I don't know why that is, but as you play it in different areas or for different folks, they might be singing along more, getting into one song more than the other.
When you have listened to what you guys have done with it, obviously having played it for quite a while now, and having known the original record as well as you did, how different does it sound? Does it feel to you like it's almost like a natural fit?
It really does. Our goal in the beginning was not to make it hillbilly, not to make it hokey, not to make it square dance, hay bales and straw hats. We wanted to pay tribute to the original record through a bluegrass or acoustic instrumentation. And so we tried very hard not to make it a novelty piece as much as a tribute and a tip of the hat acoustically to the original record.
How intense is it? Because I think if people picture Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend, they're thinking this is pretty intense.
Well, they were an intense band. And I think that's part of what Lewis saw in us, is the stage presence, the energy. A lot of bluegrass is just kind of like a painting on the wall. They're up there doing it. And though it might be fast-paced music or, have a particular pep to it, it can be somewhat stagnant, stale. But with us, we were never really that traditional of a bluegrass band. So high-energy performance has always been something that we do. And we brought that into this piece. Our dobro player does a phenomenal job of covering a lot of the percussion, which obviously Keith Moon's drum parts are as iconic as anything. But we have him doing a fabulous job percussively on his instrument, as long as everybody else, as well as everybody else, kind of lending themselves to percussion and using our instruments however we can. But we also have a opera-trained singer doing many of the parts on mandolin, Nolan Lawrence. So his big vocal, our rock and roll energy, and with those factors all in place, I think the energy is there and the intensity is there as well. And that was part of interpreting The Who. You know?
The two probably most famous members are still around, Daltrey and Townsend. Have you heard from them? Has your manager heard from them? And what did they think of it?
Yeah, we got to meet both of them, and they both gave us their blessings. They actually extended an invitation to come to their Nashville show back in 2015. And we got to meet Pete afterward, just very briefly before he got on his plane. He had a small room there for just a few people to meet with. And you know, he was supportive. He was encouraging and very friendly and approachable. And then whenever we met Roger, was part of the Teen Cancer, Who Cares Teen Cancer benefit and charity that they do. They were both very encouraging.
Being on stage, playing a piece like this, I mean, a true rock opera that people know really well, and yet they're there to see you play it. They know how you guys play, and they're excited about that too. I don't know, can you describe what it's like to be on stage like that, knowing that everyone on stage and everyone in the audience is really jacked up for something that is kind of different?
You know, for us, it's just, it's kind of a sense of pride and a sense of honor, and we have an important job to do up there because it means so much to so many people, and we meet people time after time. In fact, it seems at every show we at least meet one or two, quote unquote, The Who's biggest fan. There's so many people out there who are just really intense about the band. So we have a job to do up there, and that's to make sure that we don't step all over this piece. People bring their sweetheart from the time back then, and many times their kids are there, and they've been listening to the record since they were born as well. So it's a really fun but important job, I think.
Jim Ray of the Hillbenders will be performing at the Higley Center for the Performing Arts in Gilbert coming up on Saturday. Their project is called Tommy of Bluegrass Opry. And Jim, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks so much.